I'm Greg Seaman. I'm the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic scout for the Bengals. I also do some of the pro scouting, and I've been with the team now 13 years. The linebacker position in pro football probably has been affected more by the advent of the spread offense that has moved up from college football. They've probably been affected more than just about any other position. The field is larger now for the linebackers because the offenses have spread the field more with their formations, meaning that a linebacker has to be probably more athletic than he's ever been asked to be, in that the tight ends have become guys that can run routes down the field. The tailbacks are detached into wide receiver positions, and oftentimes the outside linebackers have to go out and match up on them. And then just a snap later or a couple snaps later, the offense may have three tight ends and a fullback and a tailback in the game, and that same linebacker now is asked to line up in the box, take on a lead blocker, and make a play. So it requires a diversified athlete, someone that can run the field, someone that is physical, someone that can play in coverage, and somebody that can rush the quarterback, because oftentimes in these sub defenses, these nickel defenses, the outside linebackers become rush ends. So it's a very demanding position now on the outside, and this year's draft has some extremely interesting players, starting with Khalil Mack at the University of Buffalo. Khalil is unusually strong for his size at 240 pounds or so, very athletic, bats a lot of passes down, he's a natural linebacker. He has a lot of feel for the game. He has been asked to do virtually everything there. They have lined him up as a rush end. They've lined him up as an inside linebacker. They've lined him up as an outside linebacker, and he's really excelled in college at all of those things. So I think he will be equally appealing to the 3-4 teams who will see him as an outside linebacker and a nickel rusher, and the 4-3 teams where he probably could play all three linebacker spots and also be a nickel rush guy. Anthony Barr at UCLA is a converted running back who has extraordinary speed, sub-4.5 speed. He's a taller, leaner linebacker. He played defensive end primarily at UCLA after the transition from running back, but he's also played off the ball a little bit as a linebacker. He's a guy that will have great appeal to the 3-4 teams as an outside linebacker, but also to the 4-3 teams as a guy who can play defensive end in pass situations and may develop into a defensive end as a three-down player as his body matures and he gets a little stronger. Certainly can play some Sam linebacker in the 4-3, has the ability to run with virtually any tight end or running back going vertically down the field. He's exceptionally fast. He's already a polished pass rusher with an excellent speed rush, but also has developed the ability to turn a speed rush into a bull rush and developed a counter move to the inside on a spin. So he comes in ready to rush the quarterback in this league and will develop, I think, into a starting linebacker, whether it be in the 4-3 or the 3-4. When we move to the inside linebackers, C.J. Mosley at Alabama has a couple national championships under his belt. He's a little bit undersized at about 236 pounds, exceptionally mobile and athletic. Again, a little bit like Khalil Mack in that he is a natural player. He sees plays developing, reads correctly, and reacts promptly, takes good angles to the football, rarely misses a tackle. As a young linebacker, he should be exceptionally productive on special teams as he works his way into the starting lineup, given his mobility and his ability to tackle. Obviously, he comes from a program where winning is second nature to him. He has tremendous leadership skills, and I think that he will be a guy that will play early in his career as an inside linebacker in a 4-3 defense or a weak side inside linebacker in a 3-4 defense. Chris Borland is an unusual player. He doesn't have the traditional measurables. He's a little bit short. He's a little bit short-armed. He's not exceptionally fast, but he is incredibly productive. It's just a joy to watch play. Finds the football, rarely misses tackles, makes all of the calls. Very effective in coverage for a linebacker that really kind of lacks the length that you'd like to see when they do have to run into the vertical passing lanes. He just has a feel for the game, very physical at the point of attack. Although he's a little bit shorter, he is 250 pounds and exceptionally strong. I think his intelligence, his feel for the game, his overall athletic ability more than compensate for his lack of height and length. I think Chris is a guy that will be a surprisingly good player early in his career.